Reading tonight comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, in becoming a Christian according to God's word, it is an absolutely amazing thing. The process that we go through in giving our life to the Lord involves every part of us. It's not only in thought, it's not only in word, but it is also in deed. It is the beginning of a transformation unlike anything you have ever experienced before in life. It is indeed a process of conversion. What I would like for us to do for just a few moments this evening is to take a look at what happens to a person who is truly converted to the Lord. And I want us to discuss some things that will take place when we literally become that new creature in Christ. Because you see, to become new, you must be totally different in the way you think, the way you speak, and the way you act. You know, Mr. Webster simply defines the word conversion as to turn, to go in a different direction from what you have been going in. And that's what Christianity does for you. It causes you to make a turn, to go into a direction that you have never gone before, and to remain going in that direction throughout your life. You know, Jesus referred this turning as returning to the state of a little child. We read this in Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4. Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now, in regard to salvation, this changing, this converting that I'm talking about is simply turning away from the sin that is in your life and turning toward a life of righteousness. James explains it like this in James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. He says, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." You know, there is a distinct change involved in this turning that James is talking about here. It is a change that begins in the heart. You see, the heart has to be right before our speech will be right, before our thoughts will be right, and before our actions will be right. It is an inward change. It's not a change of outward appearance. It is something that comes from within, that people are not going to see just by looking at you, but they are going to know this change when they see how you speak and how you act in life. It is a change of attitude toward God. We begin to look at God as not someone that we are aware of, someone that we understand exists, but someone that we know is a part of us, someone who we want to be a part of ourselves. It is also a change of attitude when it comes to other people. It will be something that other people can look at us and see that we have actually changed, not because of appearance, but because of behavior in life. So conversion is such an important thing because it is something that everyone can know when they see it within us. You know, this conversion is basically a twofold action. It is a combination of God's grace and man's faith. You know, Paul declares this in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. He tells us that for by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God. This is something that God has done for us. He has made it possible for us to have His grace, His love, His understanding, and His willingness to help us change. We read from John 3:16, which I call the golden verse of the Bible, that God sent His Son as a Savior for us, to redeem us, to remove the fact that we are lost in our sins, and to bring us close to God as His child. And because of that, we were freed from sin because of the sacrifice of the Savior. And because of His sacrifice, and because of our willingness to obey, Acts chapter 2, verse 47 tells us that the Lord will add us to His church. We will be a part of His family, His kingdom, and a part of Him. The sinner hears the word given to him. As Paul said in Romans 10:17, we develop our faith through our hearing of God's word. And having heard that word, Paul also tells us that we obey from the heart that form of doctrine that has been given to us. So when we do these things, this is the beginning of our turning. This is the conversion that all will go through in the process of becoming new. Now, when this happens, several things take place within our lives. First of all, we develop a new relationship with God. When we make this turn, when we make this change, when we have become new, we have turned away from sin, and we are no longer a child of the devil. Paul said in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16 that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free, you have now become slaves of righteousness. You are now a part of God. You are now a part of the Son who gave His life for you on the cross. In other words, at one time, we were all like the Gentiles in the flesh. We were without Christ, and we were strangers in this world with no hope, and we were indeed without God. But according to Ephesians 2, verse 13, we have been brought near God because of the blood of Christ. And on down in Ephesians 2, verses 20 through 22, we find out that we are now children in the household of our Heavenly Father. We are now fellow citizens with the saints. We are being joined together and built together for a dwelling place of God. Isn't that a wonderful thought? To know that we are in a continual growing pattern, deeper and deeper into God, and we have a new relationship with God. We also have now a new way of thinking. Because remember, you have now turned away from the world. You are now no longer thinking worldly in your heart and in your mind. And something that else you need to know, this has to take place before conversion. You have to stop thinking about the ways of the world before you can be converted into Christ. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You have now set your mind on heavenly things, where in the past you have set your mind on worldly things. So there's the turning. There's the change. You have gone from that which is in the world to that which is in the Lord. And we need to remember that those who have been converted, all things are now new. Another thing we have a new way of walking. For you see, until we were converted to Christ, we walked in darkness. We walked in sin. Do you remember Jesus' teaching about the two directions that we have to go in with our lives? He tells us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few that find it. So here Jesus is telling us there are only two ways that you can go. You can either go the broad path or you can go the narrow path. The broad path leads to destruction and the narrow path leads to God. In John chapter 12 and verse 35, Jesus refers to this broad way as the way of darkness. And John describes this walking in darkness as walking according to the course of the world in 1 John 1 and verse 6. And we all did that in our lives before this turning, this conversion. But now we walk in the light. Jesus said in John 8 and verse 12, I am the light of the world, he said. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And then John tells us in 1 John 1 verse 7, that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. How wonderful it is to know that we now have a new way of walking. Because all things are now new. You know, as we go through these things and what we're talking about here, it sounds like it just gets better and better and better. We have a new relationship with God. We have a new way of thinking. We have a new way of walking. But now, it gets a little difficult. Because now, we must have a new relationship with those who are in the world. This means that you must turn away from the old relationships that you had that was in the world. The question is, how do you do that? How do you make that change? John gives us the answer in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. He says, do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So there is this separation. If you're going in one direction, you've got to turn and separate from these things and walk toward God. And the next verse, it tells us why. He says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And we can no longer be a part of the world. Now you might think, well, now how can I do that? I can't just hop on a spaceship and travel to another planet. No, we can't do that. It's not that easy. We still must live among these very same people that are in the world. Because we are in the world. The difference is they are in the world, they are of the world. We have to stay in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. We don't have to be a part of their sinful ways. We can walk away from that. We can turn around and go the other direction. This world is filled with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And these attributes of life we can no longer afford to have as a part of our life. For you see, we're all brand new. We have put these things aside. We have turned away from these things. We are now moving toward God. We are indeed a new creation. A new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Tonight, my friends, if you are not a Christian, through obedience, you can become a Christian by obeying the gospel of Christ. You can put that old man away. You can put those old things in your life away, and you can become new right now. And it's a wonderful thing to be new. And Christian, if you have left your newness of life, and if you have gone back into the ways of the world, You can still come back to the Lord and be new all over again. If you will confess your faults, God will forgive you, and you can come back to Him and be brand new again. My friends, we are brand new. Let's never walk back to the ways of the world. Tonight, if you need to give your life to the Lord, or if you need to come back to the Lord, please do it now while we stand and sing this song.